Nolte, illegals turn Chicago's O'Hare Airport into scene from Mad Max. By John Nolte on September 8, 2023. Thanks to a flood of Joe Biden's illegal aliens, Chicago's O'Hare Airport looks like a scene from Mad Max, says a local reporter. Mad Max is a dystopian movie franchise set in the near future after the breakdown of society. More than 400 illegals are reportedly being housed in a section of the airport, hidden from public view behind black curtains, reports Fox News. This is a jump from 31 in early August. Chicago reporter William Kelly told Fox News that O'Hare is just one of 18 migrant shelters in Chicago and that homeless Americans are no longer allowed to stay at the airport. Get a load of this. Former Democrat Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot booted the homeless from O'Hare due to citizen complaints. But now, illegals are allowed to stay there. So homeless Americans get thrown into the streets while people who broke into our country illegally are taken care of. Keep voting for Democrats, Chicago. Mayor Johnson campaigned as the people's mayor, Kelly told Fox and Friends. Sadly, the people are telling me that he's the migrants' mayor. Well, what did the people expect? During his campaign, Brandon Johnson made no secret of the fact he was to the left of Lightfoot and intended to destroy the city, to turn it into a third-world hellhole. All Johnson is doing is keeping his promises. Hey, how many of these Chicago crybabies do you think voted for Johnson? Translation: why are you giving us what we voted for? Stop keeping your promises, Mr. Mayor. How exactly does an airport qualify as a shelter? It's been a few years since I've been to O'Hare, but I've never seen an airport anywhere that was set up to operate as a shelter, especially for 400 people. You need a lot of toilets and showers to handle that many people. Then there's laundry and food. You can't just store people in a corner of an airport and leave them there. Clothes and bedding have to be washed. Then there's the pressure of feeding them. Do the math, 3 meals a day for 400 people totals 1,200 meals a day, 8,400 a week. His fraudulency. Joe Biden opened the southern border to the third world. And I'm pretty sure the people of Chicago voted for Biden. Boo-hoo. Biden's latest solution to this blue state catastrophe is to enforce the border, just not the Mexican border. He now wants to force all of these illegals to remain in Texas. This allows him to protect blue states and destroy Texas, or what Democrats call a win-win. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.